wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Live and on location from Resurrection Christian High School today. Football Saturday, quarterfinal Saturday. See how this thing rolls out today. It is Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Any part you need, Gould Parts going to take care of you. Stick that number up on the fridge, 454-3355. All brought to you by Gould Parts. All right, on the show today, we are going to go through the scoreboard and set up the Saturday games in football, of course. Bunch of Friday night games last night in the higher divisions, 3A, 4A, 5A. And then we'll set up the all the games for today, of course, in our big game out at Resurrection Christian High School today, 1 o'clock. Our Hurricane Financial kickoff as Resurrection Christian, the number 2 seed in the tournament, takes on the Brush Beat Diggers, the number 7 seed in the tournament. We're going to hear from a couple of coaches today on the Rewind, one for each club. Lance Schwint, the head coach for Brush, will talk about the Beat Diggers. This is a good team. It's a 7 seed. Don't be surprised today if they give the Cougars a run for their money. It's going to be a quick game. Both teams are going to want to run the football. So second segment, we'll get with Lance Schwint, the Brush head coach. Third segment, we'll get with Greg Gebhardt, the defensive coordinator for the Resurrection Christian Cougars. Caught up with both of those men earlier this week on Clark and a Coach. So you guys will get to hear those interviews as they talk about this big matchup. Wind is going to be a factor today. Well, could it be a factor? Both teams are going to run the ball. If you had two teams, maybe that were going to get out and throw the ball around the yard a bunch. It would certainly be a factor because we've got gusts from 10 to 40 miles an hour. I've heard of today, so we'll see. We pulled up here to the high school, and man, it was blowing like crazy. Now it's calmed down a little bit, so we'll see what that looks like. But you know, Rez is going to run for what they do. You know, 320 yards a game or whatever their total is. Number one rushing team in the state, and Brush does the same thing. Brush will throw about 8 times a game, Resurrection Christian about 4. So you get Alejandro Maltos Garcia, the Brush quarterback, and Resurrection Christian, Eddie Lemos, and find out, you know, they just don't throw a ton. If it's working on the ground, why throw the football down the middle of the field? So we'll see today. Two great rushing attacks, probably going to be the situation. Which team can be successful on the ground against two really good defenses? We'll find that out later today as Resurrection Christian and Brush go to it. Let's talk a little volleyball first. State championship, and it's narrowing down. We're going to have semifinals today at noon and 2 o'clock down there. But not quite sure who's going to be in it yet. University has solidified their spot in the semifinals at noon today by taking out Resurrection Christian three sets to nothing yesterday. Swept through the number one seed in the tournament. So Ben Reeser's team has that loss. Now they need to win this morning. Resurrection Christian and Platte Valley going at it. Platte Valley, that's Riley Haynes' club. They have a 1-0 lead. They won the first set 25-20. So the Broncos with an early lead against Rez. We'll try to keep you updated throughout the hour on anything we get off the Twitter feed there from World Arena down in the Springs. So that's setting that up for you again. Platte Valley right now 1-0 over Rez Christian. Semifinals, University at noon against the winner of Bayfield and Sterling. Bayfield's the 12 seed. Sterling is the 6 seed. Sterling, of course, was the state runner-up last year, lost to the Eaton Reds in the finals. But the Reds are done. They're out of it this year, so it's up to it. There'll be a new champion. We'll know that. I think University's got a great shot if I look at it. Can Resurrection Christian come back this morning, get the win over Platte Valley, and then move into the semifinals against Lamar? That's who they get at 2 o'clock today. And then the championship tonight will go at 6 o'clock. So that kind of sets up volleyball for you. We'll try and keep you up to date on Platte Valley and Rez Christian as they go throughout the show today on the Rewind. We'll get an updated score for you as that comes up. All right, let's get to the football scoreboard from yesterday and set it up. We'll go class to class. Six-man state quarterfinals last night. Adelia, the number 4 seed, picks up their ninth win of the year. They beat Fleming. Fleming was the 5 seed, so a 4-5 matchup there, and the final was 64-28. Adalia rolls Fleming, so they'll get the winner of Cheyenne, Wells, and Prairie, who play today at 1 o'clock. The bottom half of that bracket, both games today. Number 3, Grenada, 8-1 on the year. At number 6, Sierra Grande, 9-0 on the year, and then they would match up in the semifinals against the winner of number 2, Stratton, and number 7, Shirah today. So, let's see who gets it. Cheyenne Wells is the 1 seed. As we said, they'll take on Prairie today. So 1 seed still in there, the 2 seed, the 3, the 4. So that could get really – that we could see the 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the 6-man state semifinals next weekend. 8-man state quarterfinals today. And, yes, sir, Benny Fusco's Day Spring Christian Eagles, fresh off the win against Marino. They rolled them. They've got a big chance today, I think, against Mancos. Ben Fusco very, very optimistic that they can take on this number 2-seeded and undefeated Mancos team. So a Dayspring Christian and Mancos 1 o'clock at Braselton Field today. Dayspring looking for their 8th win and a berth in the state semifinals. If Dayspring can win today, they would take on the winner of Vail Christian, the 3 seed, and Sanford, the 11 seed. Remember, Sanford beat Dayspring earlier this year. That's when they were number 1. But, boy, their season has flipped completely. People seem to figure them out. So where you look at Dayspring and think, well, maybe DCA is getting better right now, Sanford going the other way. So Sanford and Vail Christian today at 1 o'clock. As we said, the winner of that one gets the winner of Mancos and Dayspring in the semifinals next week. In the top of that bracket, the number 1 is Haxton. They're undefeated, and according to Coach Fusco, they're the team to beat, and deservedly so, the number 1 seed. They're at number 8 Akron today. At 1 o'clock, and also a 1 o'clock game. Dove Creek, 8-2 on the year, will go to Holly. Holly is the number 5 seed, and they are 9-1 on the season. So that's your 8-man look. 1A state quarterfinals today. North Fork, I thought that was in Dallas, or was that South Fork? Remember that show, Dallas? Yeah. North Fork is the 8 seed. They're at number 1 Lyman today. Lyman trying to win just another state championship. They're 10-0 on their way, it looks like. Ray is 8-2. They'll go against Florence at 1 o'clock. Florence 9-1. That's a 5-4. Winners of those two will match up in a semifinal next weekend. Centauri's the 2 seed at the bottom of the bracket. They'll go up against Yuma today. Centauri's 9-0. They've got every chance. You would think it might be Lyman and Centauri again. So that very well could be your championship. But Yuma 6-4. They're the 10 seed. Centauri probably gets by them. If they do, they'd get the winner of Meeker and Buena Vista, who are playing today at 1 o'clock as well at Buena Vista High School, and that would be. The quarterfinal matchup would move into a semifinal next weekend. Maybe you get Centauri and Buena Vista in that one. All right, 2A, that's what we're talking about today. Our broadcast, of course, today at 1 o'clock, our Hurricane Financial kickoff between Brush and Resurrection Christian, the 7 seed versus the 2. Other part of that bracket, the Severance Silver Knights, they will take on the Classical Academy down at TCA today. So that's going to be interesting. Classical Academy is the team I haven't seen. Everything on paper says they're as good as these other teams, but are they? They're not a Patriot League team. They're coming out of a weaker conference. We'll find out. Can Severance go down there and get a win today up here in NOCO? We hope so. There's no doubt about that. So Severance and Classical Academy at 1 o'clock. Brush and Resurrection Christian will have that on the air at 1 o'clock. Winners of those two games would meet in a semifinal game next weekend. State quarterfinals for 2A on the top of the bracket. The number 1 ranked Eaton Reds, defending state champion, go to Elizabeth for the second time this year. They played at the regular season game earlier this year and rolled Elizabeth 31-7. I look for much of the same today. Everybody tells me Elizabeth's a tough place to go play. Well, they're playing the Reds, folks. I don't see anybody getting in front of the Reds as far as getting to the semifinal next week. Delta takes on University as well. Can Casey Doss and the Bulldogs first home playoff game in 36 years out at Tom Roach Field today. Can University beat the 4-seed Delta? Delta's 9-1, terrific program history. We'll find out today, can that passing attack, they didn't pass a ton last week, to be honest with you. University had success running the football last week, but talented quarterback, Greg Garza, Cannon Padilla, Logan Getting, those guys on the outside, Tate Chacon, the big target on the outside too. University figured they would beat Moffitt County, a 12 over a 5 last week. They did. I think they can get Delta today. We'll find out at home. How much fun will that be? Get out there and pack that stadium today out at University High School. So next week, wouldn't it be fun to see Eaton against University and see, Resurrection Christian? I think they're going to get brushed today. I really do. But maybe Severance gets by Classical Academy. You could simply have a Final Four all Patriot League teams coming up in the semifinals next weekend. So all that's terrific. All right, 3A first round games last night. Holy Family, the 8 seed, beats Pueblo South, the 9 seed, beat them 34-18. So they wait into the second round, the quarterfinals next weekend. They'll take on, they're going to take on Roosevelt, because there's no chance in God's green earth that Thomas Jefferson is going to beat Roosevelt today. In fact, I'm predicting mercy rule in that game for Roosevelt. I think they absolutely roll. So you may see Roosevelt and Holy Family next weekend in the quarterfinals. That I think for sure is going to happen. Last night, Northridge and Meade. How about this? The Meade Mavericks win by one against Jeremy Hayden and the Northridge Grizzlies. A game that was 21-20 heading to the fourth quarter. Nobody scores in the fourth quarter. What a great season for Northridge. No doubt about it. Northridge 7-4, they end their season, but 7 wins, first time to the playoffs in 7 years, first winning season in 7 years at Northridge. And Jeremy Hayden and his staff, the kids over at Northridge, congratulations on a wonderful season. They just missed last night, 21-20, the Meade Mavericks get them. So the Mavericks will wait to the quarterfinal game against the winner of Evergreen and Durango today. That's a 13 Evergreen against the 4 Durango. And Durango, of course, is your defending state champion. They beat Roosevelt in the championship down in Pueblo last year. Also last night, Frederick. I'm saying Frederick in the bottom half of this bracket. I think they're going to win this bottom of the bracket. I think they're going to be in the championship. I'm saying Roosevelt and Frederick in the finals this year down in Pueblo. But I like Frederick. I just think they're playing great football, and they seem to be getting better every single week. They take on Pueblo County and beat them last week by a final score in that one of 42-7. So we'll find out. Now I just got a text in from my great producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th. 2-0 now Platte Valley. So the Broncos, we're talking volleyball here, win this one to go up 2-0. And now the number one seed in the tournament, Resurrection Christian, Ben Reeser's club, they've got some volleyball to play. They're going to have to go 3 straight this morning in able to advance. So it's looking like Platte Valley may get Lamar this afternoon. We'll talk more about that before we get off the air. Let's see, where else are we going? We were talking about Frederick with their win against Pueblo in 3A football, 42-7. They'll take on the winner of Fort Morgan and Green Mountain. Fort Morgan should roll here. Mustangs 8-1 on the year. Green Mountain, the 14 seed, is 6-4. So you could have a quarterfinal matchup of Frederick and Fort Morgan next week. Last night also, Lutheran beats Discovery Canyon. This is not the Discovery Canyon team that was really good. 5-4 this year coming into the game last night. So they end their season 5-5. Lutheran, though, they've not made any mistakes, but who have they played? They're 11-0 now in the season. They beat Discovery Canyon 49-7 last night. They'll get the winner of Pueblo East, the 10 seed, and Palisade, the 7 seed. They play out in Palisade at 1 o'clock today. For a second round, let's get those scores for you. Last night, all of the games except for one played last night. Montrose, the number one seed, well, they looked like it. They beat Denver South 56-19, the 17 seed in there, so they go to 11-0. Montrose will get Fountain Fort Carson in the quarterfinals next week. Fountain Fort Carson, the 8 seed, beat Golden, the 9, 41-0. So you've got a dandy next week between Montrose and Fountain Fort Carson. Let's see. Fruita Monument, who rolled Brighton last week. They put 63 on the board against Brighton. They win against Erie Jeff Geiger and company, and Erie, the 5 seed, beat them 50-26. So Erie puts them on. We're going to get Jeff Geiger, the Erie coach, on Clark and a coach next week. So we were going to have him on yesterday, but we were preempted by volleyball. So we'll get Jeff on next week as his Erie Tigers, the number 5 seed in the tournament, go to 11-0, a perfect season for them so far. And they beat a good Fruita team yesterday, put 50 points on the board. They'll get the winner of Pueblo West and Palmer Ridge, who go today. Palmer Ridge, the state runner-up, as Loveland just housed them last year in the state championship. But Palmer Ridge is back as the 4 seed this year. They are 9-1 against the 13 seed Pueblo West. Bottom of that bracket, Dakota Ridge last night took care of Longmont, beat them 56-35. That was the thing for Longmont all year. They had Keegan Patterson, terrific quarterback, but they couldn't stop anybody. And Dakota Ridge rolls Longmont 56-35. They're 11-0 on the year. They're the number 2 seed in this tournament. They'll take on Chatfield in the quarterfinals next week. Chatfield, the 7 seed. Beat Ponderosa, the 10 seed, 31-9. So Dakota Ridge, Chatfield all set to bang heads next week in the quarterfinals. Here's Pine Creek. This is the team. I think Pine Creek's going to get Montrose at the end of this thing. Pine Creek will take on Loveland next week. Both of those teams won last night. Pine Creek 41-7 over Bear Creek. Pine Creek 8-2, Bear Creek 8-3 in a matchup of the Creeks, 41-7. Pine gets it there. Loveland rolled Vista Ridge. They got scored on. Loveland defense, usually when you see that they gave up 24 points, you kind of look at that a little bit. But Alan Jeffries' team gets the first round win, or the second round win, I should say, 48-24 after a bye in the first round. So they beat Vista Ridge. They'll get Pine Creek. Boy, that's Todd Miller's Pine Creek Eagles are tough. That's going to be a big one. I don't have the coin flips in front of me today, so I'm not sure where that game's going to be out. That'll matter if Loveland has to go down to Colorado Springs. All right, let's see. 5A, last bracket that we get to here, and then we'll take a break. Last night, well, we were hoping that Matt Yim's Fort Collins Lambkins could go down and give Valor Christian something to think about, but it was all Valor last night, 52-2. That's right, Fort Collins only, that great offense, not able to put anything on the board. A safety for Fort Collins, the only thing they get. Valor Christian goes to a perfect 11-0, the number 1 seed in the tournament. I'm thinking you're going to get Valor and Cherry Creek again this year, just saying. But Valor 52-2, they'll take on Columbine, the 9 seed, who beat on Thursday, 38-21 over Arvada West. So Valor and Columbine in a game next week that will be a quarterfinal game. Let's see. I take that back. Are they going to go semis next week? No, that's this was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 quarters here. Yeah, that's semis next week. Anyway, Mullen and Grandview, 42-21 was the final. Grandview gets the win there. Ralston Valley rolls Cherokee Trail, 42-20 last night. Cherry Creek shut out Mountain Vista, 34-0. Regis beats Pomona, 28-21. Rock Canyon and Legend went last night as well. Legend comes away with a 28-14 win. And Arapaho, a 23-16 win against Thunder Ridge last night. So next week you've got Valor Christian against Columbine. And these would be quarters next week. Grandview and Ralston Valley will play each other. Cherry Creek and Regis and Legend will take on Arapaho in 5A. Boy, it just seems like we may get Valor and Cherry Creek again at the end of this whole thing. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and we'll get with Lance Schwint, the interview we had with him a couple days ago on Clark and a Coach. Lance Schwint, the head coach for the Brush Beat Diggers. 1 o'clock today on Preps Radio. We'll have it for you. Resurrection Christian and Brush for a chance to get to the state semifinals. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back here to Resurrection Christian High School. It is Clark Johnson with you on Preps Rewind today, live and on location. We've got Resurrection Christian and Brush today, football state quarterfinals, chance to get to the semis next week for one of these two clubs today. So make sure, 12:30 our pregame show, 1 o'clock our kickoff today, as should be a terrific game. Wind is as we said, it's going to be windy out here today, but two teams that want to run the football coming up for you today. Should be fun. All right, we gave you that update before we left for the break. Platte Valley now over Res Christian, 2-0. in volleyball, chance to get to the semifinals. The winner of that one will take on Lamar at 2 o'clock today. And for Ben Reeser and the Cougars, boy, now they've got to win three straight here against Riley Haynes and the Platte Valley Broncos. So see if they can get there. All right, we caught up with head football coach for the Brush Beat Diggers, Lance Schwint, earlier this week on Clark and the Coach, talking about the matchup, their season, the matchup against Resurrection Christian today. Here is interview with Coach Schwint.
Head coach of the Brush Beat Diggers, Lance Schwint. First of all, Lance, congratulations on a big win.
Hey, thanks a bunch. You know, it's been a long time for our program, and it was really exciting for the kids and also for our community this past Saturday.
It's when you get teams like Basalt coming in, it's so difficult to gauge what they're really all about. You know, I was talking with one of your assistant coaches, Travis Lefevre, and I said, what are you seeing about them? And he said, they're fast and strong. What did you see on Saturday that you guys were able to overcome that?
You know, and he was exactly right. You know, those kids played hard, and we were just able to get off to a quick start. You know, we made some great special teams plays early in the game, which gave us a short field, and we were able to get up on them. And then at that point, you know, it was just maintaining what we do, and we're such a ball-controlled offense that once we do get it, it's hard to get back into the game. So things worked out for us this weekend.
Coach, you put up 43 points. Tell us about some of the individual efforts you had last Saturday.
Well, first and foremost, Alejandro Maltos Garcia, our quarterback. We don't throw that often, but when we do, he usually makes them pay. You know, we threw the ball eight times, and we completed five of them, and three of them were for touchdowns. He's just very accurate with the ball. He's very smart with the ball. He doesn't make a lot of bad decisions. And not only that, he does a great job running the football. There's a lot of times we needed a yard here or there, and he's a big kid and was able to get those extra yards. And then another kid, Cesar Hinojos, he's a senior. He ended up catching a touchdown pass. I think he rushed for over 100 yards, and then he was, you know, pretty much unblockable on defense. So those two kids really had a standout game.
Coach, going back to even Arnaldo Maltos Garcia, it seems like that family's been a staple in your program.
Yeah, it's been nice to have them, you know. We started out with Arturo, and he was a great quarterback. And then, like you said, Arnaldo came after him, and then now we have Alejandro. So the three A's, they have a little sister, but I don't think she plays football. So
well, you might want to check that out.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Got to keep the tradition alive.
Exactly. You know, it's a great family, and they're really excited out there, and they've been a great supporter of us, and it's just great to have them on our team.
Yeah, and Coach, one of the things when I look at Brush, and of course, you know, being on the coaching staff over at Severance, the one thing that stands out, you know, your offensive line might not be the biggest guys, but you can tell these kids have been playing together for a long time.
Yeah, they have. You know, I mean, a lot of these kids have been starting since they were freshmen and sophomores, and now we got a pretty seasoned group, and they know exactly what we want, and they're starting to peak at the right time, and they work hard. They work hard every day, and they get along as a group, and that's kind of what you want. You want that cohesive unit. We haven't had a different starting lineup throughout the year, so. It's nice to have, and the kids seem to be pretty hungry.
Well, Coach, your team sounds a little similar to the team that you're going to be facing this next week, the Resurrection Christian Cougars. They also run the ball a lot, a few passes, but they also have a quarterback, Eddie Lemos, who seems to be able to get some yards. Is that easier to prepare when a team has similarities?
Well, you know, it is as far as terminology and everything like that. They do a little bit things differently up front that is going to cause us some problems. But it is easier to prepare than if you go against some spread teams that, you know, it's just hard and everything. But all of our kids, they kind of know what they do as far as their blocking schemes and everything. So at least we can try to give a somewhat of a simulation although it'll never be as quick as what Resurrection Christian will provide.
Well, and it's so different as we continue our conversation here with Lance Schwint, the head coach of the Brush Bee Diggers. Really, in the 2A classification, we haven't seen anything like this in quite some time, Lance. Quick to the ball, a lot of run heavy, dominate the time of possession. And in those forms, they are kind of similar. But going on what Bruce said, I think that the look that you can provide and just say, hey, it's just another big physical team. You guys have a lot of experience playing against those types of teams.
Yeah, for sure. Our game plan this week, and I'm sure it's Rez's game plan, is control the football on offense and limit the possessions of the other team and just make sure we don't turn the ball over and then see what happens at the end of the game. But I'm expecting a big smash mouth type football game and both teams kind of do the same thing. So if the game starts at 1 o'clock, it might be over at 1:15.
You know? I was just going to say it might be the fastest game in the state this Saturday.
That's what I predicted last year or last week when they played, because I thought it'd probably be a running clock by that. But this week's going to be totally different. Two really good football teams going at each other.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It is, Coach. And, you know, one of the things, too, we talked about, we just got done talking with Coach Van Winkle up at Severance. Five Patriot League teams still in this thing, 5 of the 8. Talk to us about how well that helps you set up, and you've played these big games throughout the course of the season.
Oh, yeah. And if it wasn't for the Severance Platte Valley game, there would be 6, probably.
right.
I tell you what, the Patriot League, you know, year in and year out is the toughest division in the state. You know, I'm not embarrassed to say that. And I know Delta's got a good ball club, but overall, the Patriot League, if you can get through the West or the East division unscathed, then you know that you are pretty much battle tested once you go into the playoffs. And it's always been that way. I wouldn't want it any other way. It's great to play these great teams, and it just makes you ready once you get into the season.
Coach, did you say, has game time been determined? Is that a 1 o'clock Saturday?
I sure do hope so. I keep on, you know, I reached out to our AD and they don't know for sure yet either. So I don't know what the holdup is on it at this point, but we're planning for a 1 o'clock game, and then if they adjust it to a different time, then we will show up whenever they tell us.
No, I like that mentality. Hopefully they do just keep it there at that 1 o'clock time. I certainly think that is the right thing to do there, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time as always, Coach Schwint. Any final thoughts from you on this matchup and looking for a bid into the semis?
No, but anybody there listening here in Brush, you know, thanks a lot to our community and all of our followers. They've been great, and also appreciate everything that you guys do, keeping high school sports into focus and making it exciting for these kids in the communities.
Of course. Thank you so much, Lance. I appreciate it.
And, Coach, I think that's going to be the game of the week on KFKA.
It is. Yeah, we'll have that broadcast.
Brush at Resurrection. So look forward to game time.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a lot.
All right, there is Lance Schwint, the head coach for the Brush Beat Diggers, is Tanner Schwint. Bruce Dick caught up with him on Clark and the Coach earlier. I had a day off this week, so they were able to jump in there and take care of that. That's good stuff from the coach right there. All right, let's do this. First of all, I want to thank, of course, the Tatanka Grill and Kramer's Wedge. Always great with us. So many years on the air with us here on Preps Radio, and our big sponsor of the Coach's Corner, Tatanka Grill. Check them out, folks, if you're on the road. Could be a standalone kitchen anywhere. It's actually a restaurant-style kitchen if you walk in there or in Greeley as well. They also have that food carted over to the You Fill It and Eat. So always taking care of you. It is the Tatanka Grill. All right, we're coming back in a moment. When we come back, we'll get with defensive coordinator for the Resurrection Christian Cougars, Greg Gebhardt. Do that when we return on Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
How you guys doing?
Good, Greg.
Fantastic.
Preps Rewind here, live and on location out in Loveland, Resurrection Christian High School. Rez and Brush today at 1 o'clock, 2 and 7 in the seedings. Resurrection Christian, the two, Brush is the seven. We just got done listening to Lance Schwint talk about the ball game and his Brush beat diggers. Now I get a chance to catch up with the defensive coordinator for the number two-seeded Resurrection Christian Cougars. And Greg Gebhardt, terrific defense. You put together the running attack of this team and the defense, they could be in the championship this year, no question about it. Here's the interview that we had earlier this year, this week with Coach Gebhardt.
Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Greg. Fantastic. Talk to me about, first of all, we're going to talk about Brush here in a little bit, but talk to me about this defense, giving up under 10 points a game. This defense is about making life miserable on the other team. I saw La Junta came in, they're rushing for like 230 a game. You guys hold them to 57. I mean, talk about this defense and just how well they've played all year.
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. I really got to give the credit to these kids and their buy-in and, you know, their preparation each week. They come to practice ready to go. And so as much as I'd like to take credit, I think the credit's due with the young men that are competing on Friday evenings and Saturday afternoon. You know, they've really improved throughout the year, putting in a new system, getting an idea of what we're trying to accomplish, and their buy-in's been great. So we're really excited about this weekend's opponent, and we're going to have our hands full with the run game. So, we'll be prepared.
With the way your offense plays, time of possession, they control the clock, they control the football, they run, that's got to be a helper for the defense to get you guys some rest when you get off the field. You get to sit back and watch this great offense for a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Coach Mock and George Cardenas and our offensive staff has done an awesome job. You know, we are a system run team, and, you know, the line has played great. Obviously, having weapons like Eddie and Cade helps. But, gosh, the clock control, the field position, all of those things from a defensive coordinator standpoint, it makes my job easy. Those guys go and dominate the ball in the line of scrimmage. So, certainly, you know, it's a blessing to have an offensive system like that as a defensive coordinator, and we've done a good job establishing run for pretty much the entire year.
Hey, Coach, we love your humbleness, but you've got to be given a lot of credit for how a lot of these players have come around this year. You've had some younger players, you know, on your defensive side that now, with a full season under their belt, they're almost like, you know, a year older. So what's your biggest impression of how some of these kids have come along?
Sure. You know, we do start two freshmen on the defensive side of the ball. And after the first game, talking with one of our other coaches, Nolan Easton, you know, after that first game, they're no longer freshmen.
Right.
And they've got the repetition. They've got that sense of confidence. And, you know, we don't consider them freshmen anymore. The development throughout the you know, years as far as practice goes has been crucial. But they've also, they've also earned that opportunity. And so we're young, and I like being young, but, that's certainly never, something that we preach about. We just preach, hey, toughness every single day, a relentless pursuit of the football. And it doesn't matter whether you're a senior or freshman, our expectation is you come in, perform, and to the level that we expect.
Coach, you're going against a team with a similar attack, probably not exactly the way they run their system compared to yours, but they do run the ball a lot. Maltos mm-hmm. Garcia, a really good quarterback that does a lot of things. Does that help you in practice, knowing that you've seen this rush game all year long in practice?
Sure. Yeah, you know, it does, Coach. It's a little bit different scheme. They're very much a system team that's well-disciplined. You had mentioned their weapons. You know, they've got two running backs that are averaging close to 8 yards per carry. Their quarterback's a good player. They're tough up front. Being that, we see it week in and week out, and the scheme's a little bit different. I think that, you know, there is some benefit there, but we've got to be really tough up front. We've got to hold the line of scrimmage. We know what they want to do, and they're not shy about it, and I don't blame them. They've done a good job and had success with it this year. So, we've got to be tough up front, keep our backers clean, and be able to play downhill.
We're talking with Greg Gebhardt, the defensive coordinator for Resurrection Christian, number two seed in the 2A tournament. Saturday, 1 o'clock, we'll have it for you on Preps Radio as they take on the 7 seed Brush. Talking about Brush and kind of leaning on what Coach just said right here, you take Maltos Garcia out, the quarterback. They have three kids that have rushed for a total of over 1,700 yards. Tell me about the difference between preparing for a team that has a multitude of running backs versus one that's just the go-to guy that they give the ball to all the time.
Sure. Yeah, you know, preparation this week's been quite a bit different, being that, you know, in our Patriot League, a lot of the teams are, they'll spread you out and zone run and a lot of perimeter games, so preparation's been different. It's all about assignment for us. It's not as much, hey, you got to focus on number 28 or 35 because both of them are good runners. To me, it's more of a focus on what are we going to do and making sure our kids are in the right spot, alignment, assignment, and if they're able to do that, and they're able to play fast and with confidence, and that's what we want.
We talk about coaching staffs a lot. Before I let you go, I've got to give props to my guy. Nolan Deaston was, I just loved when he was at Roosevelt. He was always great with us, but talk about physical and talk about bringing physicality to the football field and being tough. That's got to be nice to have him on your side.
He's the softest coach I've ever coached.
That is so not true. That's
you know what? He's such an asset.
No, Nolan.
I know Nolan back from our old days at UNC.
Sure.
Toughness, grittiness, old school. Great with the young men. He's just such an asset to not just our offensive or defensive side, but also our offensive side of the ball. He's a smart football guy who really relates well with the kids. So it's been great coaching with him this year.
Coach, I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us today, and good luck. Go get him on Saturday, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, go Lambkins.
Go Lambkins. That's right. Go down to Valor and come back, baby.
Right around the corner, man.
I love it. I love it.
I'll be cheering for him.
Fantastic. Yeah. Greg, thank you so much, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, there's Coach Greg Gebhardt, the defensive coordinator for Resurrection Christian, talking about the Lambkins. Well, they went down to Valor, but 52-2 Valor last night over the. What a great year for the Lambkins, though. Such a fun team to watch. That tells you how good Valor Christian is, though. Holy cow, to take that offense and just shut them out. That's terrific stuff. All right, we'll come back. Final segment, wrap up the program here on the. Live and on location at the Resurrection Christian High School. 1 o'clock today, we'll get Resurrection Christian and Brush for a chance to get to the semifinals. We're back in a moment. It's Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All righty, welcome back as we wrap up the Rewind today. Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Any parts you need, truck parts, machine parts, big, any part. They make hydraulic hoses right on the spot. They'll knock it out of the park for you. Quality Napa parts, of course, over there. Don't look for a Gould sign on the front. Look for the Napa sign right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. It is Gould Parts. Stick this number up on the fridge and dial them up. They'll take care of you. Alan Gould and my great friends over there, 454-3355. Preps Rewind today brought to you, as always, for the past 8 years, it is Gould Parts. All right, let's give you this volleyball update. Well, Platte Valley has knocked off number one seed Res Christian. They swept them 3-0. So Platte Valley advances to the semifinals. They'll take on Lamar today at 2 o'clock. The other semifinal goes at noon today. That's University and the winner of Bayfield Sterling. I don't have that information in front of me. But if University or Platte Valley were to win their semifinal matchups, we would have that game tonight at 6 o'clock, that match tonight, the championship match at 6 o'clock. Jason Alvin is down at World Arena. So one of those local teams is in it, or both it could be. We will have that match for you at 6 o'clock. 1 o'clock today, though, we'll have Resurrection Christian and Brush as they get to it in football. This is going to be fun today. Two running teams, windy day out here at Resurrection Christian High School, but that's not going to matter for these guys. You get to see some talented guys. Alejandro Maltos Garcia, the quarterback for the Brush Beat Diggers. They kind of have a three running back system. Kyle Wellen is so they're probably. I think he's one of the big three guys for sure. He's a wrestler too, but It's going to be a physical football game and a fast football game today. Resurrection Christian, of course. You get to watch Eddie Lemos, who's like watching. It's like playing Madden. You push that little button and the guy jumps all over the place. Eddie Lemos is electric, and it'll be fun to watch him. Justin Hawthorne, the defender, too, the senior, 17 tackles for losses this year. I think he's got to be up for a defensive player of the year. He's had an unbelievable year. It's interesting to look and see who Resurrection Christian's had defensively. I mean, Tanner Appleby, who's now the sack record holder for a career at the high school level in the state of Colorado, he's not even playing football anymore. How about that? Talking to Tanner, though, he's got so many possibilities just in other things in his life that he'll roll there. But his younger brother, sophomore Grant Appleby, a big part of that Resurrection Christian team. And of course, Cade Dunlap, kind of the go-to guy running the football for Res outside of Eddie Lemos. So we're going to find out. Be a terrific football game out there today. No question about it. So we'll get to it, get to our SOAR pregame show about 12:30. And then 1 o'clock, the Hurricane Financial kickoff between the Brush Beat Diggers, the 7 seed, and the 2 seed Resurrection Christian Cougars. Other 2A games locally, Eaton and Elizabeth today. These are all 1 o'clock games. Eaton at Elizabeth. Reds will get a win there. University at Delta. Can University, in the first home game at University High School in 36 years in the playoffs, can they get a win against Delta? They might be able to in Severance. Jeff Van Winkle's team rolls down to Classical Academy in a big one down there. All right, folks, thank you for jumping in with us today. And we'll talk to you guys at 12:30 with a SOAR pregame show. Rez and Brush coming up today in windy Loveland. Have a great day. Hug your kids. This has been Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.